Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome to Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. I am Glenn Clark, and joined as always at the top of the show by the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford Community College. He is Kevin Carver. And Kevin, it's always good to talk to you. It's especially good to talk to you when there's really good news to talk about, and particularly this time, very cool on an academic front.
Yeah, so over the holiday, we were able to total up all of our grades for the fall semester, and we got some great results, and our athletic director's honor roll will be released to the public in a few days. We're giving a little sneak peek of it today here on the show and talking about the success that we had in the classroom.
57. I can't believe this number. 57 student athletes earned athletic director's honor roll honors. That is tremendous.
We're proud of the number. We're proud of the work that they did in the classroom. We talk to them the first week they get here, and we hammer home the phrase that a lot of administrations use: student athletes, student first. And that's for a reason, because you're here to get your education. The on the field stuff is just for fun, and even though we take it seriously, and a lot of students took that to heart. We had a lot of students that just barely missed it. So 57, we're proud of that number. We think it's going to be even higher in the spring. To get on the athletic director's honor roll, you simply need to take 12 credits and get a 3.0 or higher.
Yeah, that you sound that like it's easy. I've been to college. That's not just easy. You got to, especially, it's not easy for people that aren't playing sports on top of that and trying to keep themselves in peak physical condition. Even for dopes like me that were eating pizza and drinking beer through most of college, that is really difficult to do.
It definitely is. A lot of it's the time management. We have a lot of help with that with our student athlete success manager, Mike Smelkinson, talking the importance of time management, how they have to do that. It's same way. When I was in college and I wasn't gifted enough to be a student athlete, but when I realized what that took and how much more difficult it was, the timing that they have to do with practices and games, but also devote the same time that I do to student activities and classroom stuff is just, you have to have that perfect student.
No question. It's remarkable. And some highlights that jump out, including a couple of the men's basketball starters who ended up on the list.
Yes. Traditionally, for a bad reason, in our athletic director's honor roll, we seem to see a lot of sports have great success. We always get the tennises, always lead the way. They're really smart. Coach George Bedellis does a good job of recruiting great student athletes. That way, always the teams, but it seems like in the past couple semesters, the basketball teams, both men and women, had struggled in this realm, and we kind of pushed for that. One of the reasons we hired Mike Smelkinson was to push for that, to make the importance of the academics, and we had two men's basketball starters, Cedric Hines and Jalen Thompson, make it to the team. Jalen Thompson, freshman, first time ever on college campus, and he barely missed a 4.0. And then the women's basketball team, they haven't had any in the last couple of semesters, and that was a real thing that we were concerned about. And this year they had four members, which is tremendous for Coach Sini and his group. And all four of them are starters, which is an amazing thing.
That is awesome. And then one person in particular that we want to point out who's getting it done on the field and off the field, an All-American in both, that's Angela Kuhn.
Yeah, Angela Kuhn had an amazing fall for our women's soccer team in both. She's a sophomore, so both years she was awesome on the field. She's always been in every semester too. She's made the athletic director's honor roll all three semesters that she's been on campus. She made it again, and just the importance that we talked about with the time management to be at the level of All-American on the field and the highest one that you can get off the field as well.
Kevin Carver is the Director of Athletic Communications for Hartford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Kevin, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's take a look at what's happened and what's ahead, more importantly, and that's a couple of big road games coming up this week.
Yeah, both teams enjoyed some home games at the beginning of the month, some home games at the end of the month, and right in the middle, a pair of road games, which always take a little bit of extra effort when you go into someone's house and try and get a win, but especially with our biggest rival on the basketball, both men's and women's, is Baltimore City. And that game is coming up in the middle of next week, and that is – if you look at a regular season game, if you're going to point at one of them, it's going to be that one. Let's show what we've got to our rivals in Baltimore City. So that's coming up. That's a huge game for both teams.
And then after that, some more big home games on the horizon this month.
Yep, and then we hit them again with three straight home games in 5 days for the second time this month, starting off on the 19th against Northern Virginia. They're a new school with they basically play everyone in our conference, but since they're in Virginia, they're not in the College Athletic Conference. But they're a new team that we've been playing in a lot more sports, so there's a rivalry there and a respect there in all the sports. But then we hit up with a real big one, non-conference game, but has Division I implications on both sides, is against Monroe on Thursday the 21st, and that's a TV game. We actually had to postpone our TV plans with Joe Lenardi, with the HCN, and with the Hartford Sports Network to this game. And it actually is a bonus because this is going to be such a better game.
That's cool.
Both men and women.
That's cool. Very, very cool. All right, so if people want to find out more, you know, as always, social media, website, watching games, and also as far as coming out the games, what do they need to know, Kevin Carver?
Well, always welcome to come to the games. We've got a seat for you. We're excited about all these home games. You can purchase tickets online or even the day of the game. Just show up to the arena, the APG Federal Credit Union Arena, best arena in our area. We're lucky to play our games in that. Following online is HartfordAthletics.com, our official website. Our Twitter account is @FightingOwlsHCC, and our Facebook account /HartfordAthletics.
No doubt about that. And, of course, always at SFMSports.net as well to find out more about what's going on with the Fighting Owls. Kevin Carver, always appreciate the time. When we come back in, we're going to talk some men's basketball. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Prayer Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Hartford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our four locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.DreyerPT.com or call 1-855-5-DREYER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
For all of the latest in Hartford gear, visit the College Store for a wide selection of apparel and products featuring the Fighting Owl logos. Located on the lower level of the Student Center, the store offers the largest variety of Hartford merchandise anywhere. And just go to bookstore.hartford.edu to view and buy many of those products online. For customized Hartford gear, try sidelinestores.com. To create and design gear featuring many different styles and manufacturers, including Nike, Russell, and more. That's SidelineStores.com.
And welcome back into Fighting Owls Weekly. I am Glenn Clark, and joined now by the men's basketball coach at Hartford Community College. Pleasure, as always, to welcome in Coach Mike Smelkinson. Coach, it's good to talk to you. Happy New Year, and let's just go right to it. Off the court, where things really matter, so much good news for everyone in the department, including a couple of the starters on your team being named the athletic director's honor roll. I know how much that matters to you with your role at the school. It's got to be great news for you.
Absolutely, and particularly two guys, Cedric Hines and Jalen Thompson. Both of them had all A's and just one B and high B's at that, so they were really close to a 4.0. So great job by those two guys.
That's awesome. I would imagine, given your role, it's maybe something the guys on the men's team like have to have hammered home a little bit more, right?
Definitely. Yeah, we talk about it every day. I mean, that's our main focus, is our schoolwork. So, and they know that what my full-time job is, so yeah, they can't have any slip-ups.
Well, let's talk about what's happened on the court, and we'll start a big win on the Maryland JUCO circuit against Cecil.
Yeah, it was a huge win for us. They were a pretty good team, and we knew it was going to be tough. But we also knew, as long as we brought our A game, that we're pretty hard to beat. You know, as long as everyone's playing and doing what they're supposed to do, and for the most part, we played well.
One of the guys that jumps out is Aaron McDonald, who had been a redshirt last year, but now really looks like he's developing, coming into his own for your team.
Yeah, and Aaron, it's no secret to our team that he's our most talented player, and we've known that all along. You know, it's with Aaron, he's a streaky shooter, and yesterday he was making shots, and so the result was 28 points, and he's very capable of doing that, you know, day in and day out, and so we're looking for some consistency out of him moving forward.
He is Mike Smelkinson, the men's basketball coach at Hartford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Coach, you know, you're into this stretch of the season where it seems like every game is going to have major significance for you based on what your goals are. We're talking about, you know, conference region implications. You know, we talk so much about getting to this point of the season. How comfortable are you with where your team is as you reach this crucial part of the season?
I feel good about where we're at, but I'm not going to relax one bit because every game, just like you said, is very important. And we were put in this position last year as well, starting off 0-4 in the conference. And going into January, we knew that we had to, you know, string along a, you know, win after win. And same thing right now. And so, you know, we're approaching every game one at a time. We have 10 games in January. And we're just trying to go one at a time.
I know that one against Baltimore City Community College always is kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, that's next week on the 13th, but we have two games before that. And so, you know, we're not even thinking about them yet, although I do have them in the back of my mind.
You can't help it, right? It's really become a rivalry, I think is a fair thing to say, right?
Definitely. And last year, that regional championship game was just a classic game that came down to the last shot and could have went either way, and we ended up losing it. But so I kind of still have a sour taste in my mouth.
Well, that you have the opportunity to race, but as you said, still games to be played before that. We won't look too far ahead towards Baltimore City. Coach, always appreciate you taking the time. I need to let everyone know that you can never miss an episode of Fighting Owls Weekly. Listen to archives of the weekly shows at HartfordAthletics.com. Just click the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Listen to show podcasts. Share them with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Made possible by SFMSports.net. And be sure to catch Fighting Owls Weekly each Saturday on this station and get the latest in Hartford athletics. Appreciate Mike Smelkinson, the men's basketball coach, taking some time for us. When we come back in, we'll talk women's basketball next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Attention food lovers! While you're at the Hartford campus, don't forget to head just across the street to McShane's, featuring a great menu including burgers, panini, salads, seafood, and more. Enjoy a great cup of coffee or latte and just hang out. Or if you're in a hurry, call ahead for pickup. Come on over to McShane's. You can check out our menu first at McShanesGourmet.com and get a 10% discount with your Hartford ID or 20% with your Hartford ticket stub the day of or after the game. Don't forget, we cater too. McShane's, really good food.
Get your tickets for Hartford Fighting Owls basketball online at tickets.hartford.edu. Both single game tickets and great prices on season ticket packages can be found right on the web. The site features a select a seat option for reserve sections and printed home ticket option, all at no extra charge. And don't forget to check out the great lineup of promotions this season at the APG Federal Credit Union Arena. Just go to tickets.hartford.edu for Hartford basketball, as well as an array of cultural entertainment offerings on the HCC campus.
And joining us now here on Fighting Owls Weekly, he is the women's basketball coach at Hartford Community College. A pleasure, as always, to welcome in Coach Mike Sini. Coach, it's Glenn. Always good to talk to you, and certainly good to talk to you when y'all are getting good news off the court as well as on it. And this week, the very good news, four starters from your team named the Athletic Director's Honor Roll. I know you got to be awfully proud of that.
One of the best honors a coach can receive, you know, and that four girls were able to get on the honor roll. That's just a beautiful thing.
You know, what is it for you? How difficult is that role of being a coach versus being someone who's trying to champion the need to take academics very seriously?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Glenn, obviously I want to win, but it was on the top of my list of getting these girls, you know, the best team GPA we've ever had. And I think we accomplished that this year. I just was staying on them, you know, just staying on them, you know, telling them that books are first, and we accomplished a really good team goal. You know, those four girls did really well, but, you know, us as a whole, we did really well. And that's what we wanted to accomplish, and we did that.
I want to bring that up, too, because it is the success of the entire team, up to a 2.45 GPA from previous years, and it's clear that it's a priority that's being placed on. We got to get these grades taken care of.
Yes, sir. When Ken Krasoliver gave me the job, he said, you know, one thing we got to do, we got to get this team GPA up. And now I made that one of my staple goals coming in is, you know, working on these girls with their grades, making sure they're going to class. And I tell them that's half the battle. You go to class every day, turning your assignments on time, that's half the battle right there.
You know, we know how many games that basketball teams play. Is there something about that that maybe makes it a little bit difficult for basketball athletes in the classroom? Because, you know, not only are you playing more games, but that means that there's got to be more focus on preparing for those individual games. Do you think that maybe that makes it tougher for some of your athletes to have the similar success?
Yeah, I think that plays a part in it. You know, maybe one other thing that plays a part in it is that, you know, basketball runs through two semesters, you know. So, I mean, I think that plays a role. But, I try to tell the girls no excuses.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's the right thing to say. Let me just get one more thought about this because, again, it's good news and it's certainly something that we want to be talking about, no doubt, whenever there's good news in the classroom. How do you use this now to move forward? You say, hey, this is good, but clearly you want to do better. Is it something that you look to the freshmen on this team to now say, okay, you've got to be the ones to drive this in for next year's freshmen?
Definitely. And that's one thing I'm going to tell the freshmen, actually. It's funny you say that, is, you know, don't slip up. You know, after basketball season, girls tend to, you know, not care too much about, you know, going to class every day. You know, I tell them, hey, listen, I know, and it's usually the freshmen because the sophomores, you know, they've been here before. But the freshmen usually get a little lackadaisical. You know, I've been harping on them, please stay on top of it because you never want to go into a hole. Never.
Yeah, no question. That's really well said. He is Coach Mike Sini, the women's basketball coach at Hartford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. All right, Coach, so I know it's got to be killing you. You just want to get back out on the court. How tough has it been, this sort of long break, and having to wait patiently to get the girls back out there?
I'll tell you one thing. I think they're getting back into their preseason mode, going against each other so much over the past week. You know, we've been killing each other on the court. going to, you know, with our white and blue scrimmages. I'm excited, you know, to get back out there on Sunday versus Thomas and Nelson School. We haven't really played before, don't really know too much about. So, you know, I'm excited to, you know, get here for Sunday to get here.
What do you think they've learned from having more time to scrimmage against each other? How do you think that'll benefit them?
We're getting our legs back. You know, we got a chance to watch the boys play last night, and they started, you know, quickly because Mike Smokinson was able to get their legs back underneath them. They were running a lot, and so have we. So I think coming back, that's the big thing that I think they learned. You know, maybe we come back a little earlier, we don't have those legs. Maybe we have C legs, and I think we've been killing them up and down the court. I'll tell you that much.
That's good. That's really, really good. I know as we look ahead, you got other games to play. You mentioned Thomas and Nelson, but the one that's on the horizon that I know has become, you know, a bit of a rivalry is Baltimore City. Is there any danger to looking ahead? And give me just an idea of how much that one means, not only because of the nature of the rivalry, but just for the legitimate implications of the game itself.
Well, I know it's coming up. I try to, you know, appreciate the girls one game at a time. But I tell you one thing, man: Baltimore City versus Hartford women's basketball is Duke Carolina. I mean, it's Yankees, Red Sox, it's Lakers, Celtics. I mean, it's everyone's top game. You know, it's both of our top game, I should say. And we're actually the 7 o'clock game. We're the main event that night.
Oh wow!
So I mean, it's big. I tell you that much. It's big.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's one that's going to matter a lot for your team. There's no question about that either. Coach Mike Sini, women's basketball coach at Hartford Community College. Coach, we always appreciate you taking the time for us. Best of luck this week. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. And I will tell you that this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a production of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Have a great week.